Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast, Episode 7. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon, from digitalscrapbookinghq.com, and I'm here with some inspiration for your December scrapbooking projects. Today I'm going to share with you several ideas for incorporating memories in your Christmas scrapbooking projects. I like to incorporate memories because it gives me a chance to get those little stories down, and oftentimes they're very precious stories, and I haven't had a really great idea of how to incorporate these in my scrapbooking before. As I'm going through my month of December, there's many things that trigger memory, and I use these triggers to help me write the journaling. For example, the smell of dot dot dot. For me, the smell of the summer easterly wind brings back lots of memories around this time of Christmas. So that's one line I could use to introduce some journaling about memories. Some other introductions or ways to ease yourself into recording those memories could be using lines like remember when dot dot dot, or your grandma dot dot dot, or even dear Emily, I'd love to share this moment with you. I find that now that some of my relatives have passed away, Christmas time brings back lots of memories of them. I want to get them down in a way that helps me to remember them, but it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It just could be a little few lines. One thing you could do if you're on the lookout for memories that you haven't recorded yet is just take note of conversations around traditions, as this is often when memories are brought up. If you usually go over to your sister's place and cook at this time of year, maybe you'll get to chatting and you'll bring up a few old memories. That's when it's great to have a little notepad in your handbag or something to jot them down as you sit in the driveway ready to leave. Or even if it doesn't scare your relatives too much, you could write them down right there on the spot. Some prompts today to help you with recording your memories. Who do you miss at this time of year? Could you write about them? What location do you long to visit? What is it about that place that you love? What foods do you miss? Is it just the taste, the flavours, or is it the love with which they were made? What activities do you miss? Did you used to go caroling as a child and that's no longer done around your area? That's something that would be great to include in your December scrapbooking. So I hope you'll take the time to jot down some of your memories for a page in your December daily, or just include them in your general Christmas scrapbooking. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've found some of these prompts helpful. I'd love to see your Christmas projects. Why not leave me a comment at decemberdaily.com/7. You can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. Just go into the iTunes store and search for December Daily.